18.
现在我们要看约珥书第二章十二到十七节。
Well, let's all arise and read the scripture to yourself.
一起来读这个圣经。
You can read in your language, whatever the language you feel comfortable.
用你喜欢的语言来念。
Let's start.
一起。
Even now, declare the Lord. Return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Who knows? He may turn and have pity and leave behind a blessing, grain offering and drink offerings.The Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Declare a holy fast. Call a sacred assembly. Gather the people. Consecrate the assembly. Bring together the elders. Gather the children, those nursing at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room. Let the priests who minister before the Lord weep between the temple porch and the altar.Let them say, spare your people, O Lord. Do not make your inheritance an object of scorn. By word among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, may you speak to us today.
求神你对我们说话。
Through your spirit and your word.
你的圣灵跟你的话语。
Give us the spirit of repentance.
让我们有一个悔改的心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.You may be seated.
请坐。
I'm going to speak in Mandarin.
我要用国语讲道。
And my interpreter will interpret it into English.
我的翻译会翻英文。
No matter what language I will say,
不论我说什么语言，
always will be a translation.
都会有翻译。
But I want to encourage you to look at this.
我要请你来看。
As a double blessing.
这个是一个双重的祝福。
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们相信这是一个神要更新改变他的百姓的季节。
I believe this is a season of renewal for his people.
当我们禁食谦卑祷告寻求神的时候，
When we fast, humble ourselves and seek the Lord,
很多时候情况不一定会改好。
A lot of times the circumstances may not change.
情况不一定是神带领的唯一指标。
Circumstances is not the landmark of the way the Lord lead us.
当你真正要去禁食祷告的时候，
When you're fasting and praying,
肚子就特别的饿。
Your stomach will be extra hungry.
有人跟我讲说他一开始禁食祷告。
Some people told me when they start fasting,
很奇怪，他的眼睛前面就很大的一个牛排在前面，一直闪一直闪。
In his mind's eye, he will see a steak blinking.
以前都没有。
Before it wasn't like that.
就是他在禁食祷告的时候。
But only when he's fasting.
但是当我们来寻求神的时候。
But when we come to seek the Lord.
神会让很多在我们生命里面隐藏的因素都显露出来。
God will reveal what's deep in our heart.
很多拦阻我们认识神的因素。
A lot of barrier that prevent us from knowing the Lord.
拦阻我们让神在我们生命掌权的因素。
A lot of barrier that God cannot take control of your life.
都会显浮出来。
That they will reveal itself.
有时候我们的情况很不好。
A lot of times our circumstances are not good.
压力很大。
A lot of stress.
我们觉得都不知所措。
We don't know what to do.
在这样的时候，
At this time,
神要我们安静地注视他。
God wants us to be quietly but focus our eyes on him.
因为耶稣是我们信心创始成终的那一位。
Because he is the author of our faith.
我最近碰到很多人。
Lately I meet many people.
就是非常困难的情况。
They are in difficult circumstances.
你为他们祷告。
When you pray for them.
你帮助他们。
Help them.
情况还是没有改变。
The circumstances did not change.
我觉得负担很重。
I feel heavily burdened.
我知道我们当中有些人晚上睡觉很困难。
I know some of you had difficulty sleeping at night.
我就跟你讲，我了解你的感觉。
I understand how you feel.
因为我最近睡觉也很困难。
Because I have hard time sleeping myself.
我是从十月四号就开始操练禁食。
I practice fasting since October 4th.
我就发现开始禁食祷告以后，
When I start fasting and praying,
睡觉反而睡不好。
I sleep not as well.
每个礼拜大概有一两天睡不好。
Probably in a week, one or two nights, I did not sleep well.
过去的礼拜五晚上。
Last Friday.
我说奇怪，今天晚上怎么睡不好？
That night, I did not sleep well at all.
是不是我喝的茶喝太多？
Did I drink too much tea?
因为那天晚上是有喝茶。
Because I did drink tea.
我说哎，一点钟了，还是没睡好。
It's 1 a.m. I'm not asleep.
两点钟了。
2 a.m.
所以有些同工你会收到我的电子邮件是十二点半发的。
So some of us coworkers receive email from me that I send at 12:30 a.m.
因为没办法睡着。
Because I couldn't sleep.
到了早上三点钟还不能睡觉。
Even 3 a.m.
我就知道那些不能睡觉人的生活是很苦的。
Then I start to understand how people have that kind of problem of sleeping at night.
到了三点半的时候终于睡着了。
Finally, at 3:30, I fell asleep.
然后早上大概七点半又醒来。
7:30, I awake.
那醒来以后又不能睡。
Then I couldn't sleep.
当然呢，这个跟年纪也有关系。
Maybe it's my age.
是 maybe, but it's not.
可能是，可是也可能不是。
但是我就跟大家讲。
So I tell you.
我们都有很困难的时候。
We have hard times.
我们每一个人在人生里面都会面对很困难的时候。
In our life, each one of us will face difficulties.
这个原因你不一定知道是为什么。
You don't really necessarily know the reasons.
今天早上我跟你分享很重要的信息。
This morning I want to share you an important message.
我的题目是。
My title is.
虽然如此。
Even now.
也未可知的恩典。
Who knows by the grace of God.
当我们在这非常困难的时候
When we're in the hard time,
我们需要知道我们的神是在掌权的神
We need to know our God is still in control
很容易这样讲
It's easy to say
真正在困难你觉都不能睡的时候
But when you're in a hard time, can't even sleep
当你钱都不够的时候
Not enough money
当你的健康很不好的时候
Your poor health
你那时候真的知道你在信什么
Then you can test what your faith isStanding on.
我们每个月有一次的这个联合的中英文的联合聚会。
Once a month, we have this combined worship.
是我们的圣餐聚会。
It's our communion.
我觉得神今天要特别跟大家分享。
This morning, God wants me to share with you.
在约珥书第二章十二节到第十七节。
In the book of Joel,
chapter two.
Chapter two.
十二到十七节。
12-17.
约珥书是一个小先知书。
The book of Joel is from the minor prophets.
是十二本小先知书中的一部。
They are one of the 12 minor prophets.
这是在公元前835年到795年之间，在耶路撒冷城所写的一卷书。
It was written in before the Christ 835-715.
约珥这个人的名字是叫耶华是神。
Jehovah is God is what Joel means.
他的身世不太清楚。
We don't know about his life.
我们只知道他是南国犹大的先知。
He was in the south of Judah, a prophet.
约珥所在的时代，神呼召他出来做先知服事的时代，是一个非常困难的时代。
At that time, when God called Joseph to prophesy, it was a very difficult time in the nation.
是在一个皇太后亚他利亚的统治之下。
At that time, there is a queen, Athaliah, who was doing really bad in the country.
整个犹大的国家偶像林立，强权夺理，罪恶昭彰。
There were lots of false idols, overwork on the powers, and overflow with sin.
神愤怒的审判就快要临到那个国家。
God's anger is about to judge that nation.
约珥书的这个主题叫做耶华的日子。
So the title of this book is The Day of the Lord, the theme.
他的目的是说，借着历史上发生的蝗虫之灾，指出耶和华审判的日子就快要来到。
The purpose is that from this the locust plague, the Lord is coming. The judgment.
对，如果不悔改
，If they don't repent, then the judgment day will be here.
我想不是一个很容易去读的一卷书。
So it's not an easy book to read.
这本书分为两部分。
There are two parts.
第一部分就是第一章。
Chapter one is part one.
他就讲到，在那个时代有一个很大的蝗虫之灾。
At that time, they have the disaster of the locusts.
是当时神直接审判犹太地的罪行的一个灾害。
That's how God judged the sin in the nation.
约珥书的第二部分是第二章跟第三章。
Part 2 of the book of Job is chapter 2 and 3.
约珥就借着第一章这样的一个灾害来预言讲到将来神审判的日子。
Use chapter 1, Job, he prophesied what God will do in chapter 2 and 3.
讲到将来要做的
in the future,
神要审判以色列跟万国的事迹
when God going to judge the nation, all the earth.
我们就来到今天所讲的第二章
So we'll look at chapter 2.
第二章可以分三段
There are three different outlines in chapter 2.
第一段是第二章第一节到第十一节
From verse 1 to 11.
他就是讲到他在重复在第一章里面犹大国所面对的这一个蝗灾
It review what chapter 1 at the old days what the nation had experienced the Israelites
the locusts,
through the locusts
非常大的蝗灾
a big disaster of locust plague
你说牧师啊
You say Pastor Tian
这跟我们有什么关系
What does that to do with me?
我发现我们看看现在美国的情形
But if you look at today's America's circumstances
跟2800年前南国的犹大有许多相似的地方
Compared to 2800 years ago, Judah, we have a lot of similarities
从2008年9月开始的经济大衰退
Since the recession 2008
9月
September
一直到现在
till now,
还没有恢复
We are not recovered
这是为什么奥巴马这次他们的民主党在其中选举大败的原因
That is why during the election Obama's Democratic Party had failed
全国的失业率还是在 9% 以上
The unemployment rate is still high
9%
nationwide
加州的失业率是 10% 以上
AndCalifornia is 10% unemployment rate.
各行业都没有明显的复苏的迹象。
Every trade had not have a clear view of recovery.
美国政府采用一个新政策叫做量化宽松。
So they started a new thing called quantitative easing.
你不太懂我在讲什么。
You might not understand what I'm talking about.
非常简单。
Very easy.
美国就是一直印钞票。
So America just keep printing the bills,
money,
the money.
U.S. dollars.
U.S. dollar bills.
拼命印钞票。
A lot of printing money.
所以很多经济学家说。
So economists said.
如果美国继续这样做的话。
If we continue to behave this way.
再过几年，美元将贬值最少20%。
That the American dollar will depreciate at least 20%.
Inflation.所以在经济上这不是也是一种蝗虫之灾吗
So in an economic sense don't you think America is suffering from the locust plague
另外一种蝗虫
This is a different kind of locust
就是你所有的钱资金都缩水被吃掉了
Whatever you are invested your principal and capital it just shrink
都没有了
It become nothing
另外看看美国的社会的道德
And if you look at the moral in our society
是非不明
Right and wrong are blurred
毒品、酒精跟赌博成了社会上的主流
We have drugs become, in kind, alcohol, become the mainstream
Drug, alcohol and gamble、yeah. 然后11月2日的加州19号提案的大麻公投就是一个指标
So when they try to make the marijuana legalize, it's a sign.
Yeah, it's a Proposition 19. 他们说虽然没有通过
Even though it did not pass,
他说我们还要回来
But they wanted to appeal.
他说我们一定会通过
They believe they could have it legalized.
他不是 appeal, 他将来再 bring up
proposition. They'll bring up the same proposition.
所以我们在看到我们的社会里面也是有 locus 在道德上都把我们的道德都吃掉了
So we have social locus like this drugs, alcohol and gambling
或者你说哎呀牧师我没有时间管这些事情
Or you say pastor I don't have time for this stuff
我们生命里面有没有蝗虫啊
Do you have locus in your personal life
有没有啊
Do you
很多人的健康不好啊
How about your health
很多人因为经济大海啸房子都被收回去了
Because of recession, their house is repossessed.
Foreclosure.
Foreclosure.
很多的问题
There are many problems.
但是我们看到在这边
But you see,
我们今天所读的经文,
the scripture that we read,
约珥书第二章第十二节到第十七节,
Job chapter 2, 1 to 17, 12 to 17,
神给我们提出一个解答的方法,
God gave us a way to resolve the problem.
神给我们一个慈声的呼唤,
He called in a compassionate way.
我们怎么样可以避免更大神的审判呢?
How can we avoid God's great judgment?
神要我们悔改,
God wants us to repent.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
仔细听我讲,
carefully listen.
神要他的百姓悔改,
God wants his people to repent.
神没有要非基督徒悔改,
God did not ask the non-believers to
repent. 因为非基督徒不知道有什么好悔改,
because the non-believer didn't know what is there to repent about.
在历代志下第七章第十四节,
if you look at 2 Chronicles
第七章第十四节,
7:10-14,
他说这称为我名下的子民,
the people that are under my name,
他们若谦卑自卑,
if they humble themselves,
悔改,
repent,
寻求我的面,
and seek my face,
我必听他们的祷告,
I will hear their prayers,
我要赦免他们的罪,
I will forgive their transgressions,
我要医治他们的地,
I will heal the land.
这是在圣经里面一致的这样的讲法,
in the gospel or in theOld Testament, it was consistently this kind of message.
所以神在这约珥书这边就讲说，虽然如此 ，even now， 虽然如此。
So in the book of Job, even now，
他说你们应当禁食哭泣。
You should fast and mourn.
悲哀一心归向我。
And seek the Lord.
所以这边我们看到神要我们怎么来面对这些困难呢？就是要一个悔改的态度。
So God asks us how to deal with these difficult circumstances is to repent.
第一个是在困境中的悔改。
First is in the difficulties you repent.
我们悔改的时候，我们不放弃。
We don't give up.
我们是改变我们的态度。
We change our attitude.
第二个是全人诚心的悔改。
And the whole person repentance.
他说你们当禁食哭泣悲哀一心归向我。
You need to fast, mourn, and turn your life around to seek the Lord.
你们要撕裂心肠，不要撕裂衣服。
You rent your heart, not your garment.
归向耶和华你们的神。
Turn to the Lord your God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
很多时候。
A lot of times.
我们来到神面前。
We come to the Lord.
我们不知道为什么事来悔改。
We don't know what to repent about.
我觉得今天有一件事情。
Today I know there's one thing.
我们需要悔改。
We need to repent.
我们就是拜偶像。
We worship idols.
我们生命里面有不同的偶像。
In our lives, we have many idols.
我们可能没有一个看得见的偶像。
Maybe it's not a visible idol.
但是是看不见的。
It's invisible.
你说牧师，我哪有拜偶像呢？
And you say, Pastor Tian, what do you mean?
你知道。不可拜偶像是一个非常重要的一件事情。
You know, do not worship the idol. It's a very important commandment.
在十诫的第一诫，神就特别讲这个。
It's the first of the Ten Commandments.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
什么是偶像呢
？What is an idol？
当你把任何人事物超过上帝在你心里面，就是偶像。
If you place anything, person, and object above God, that's an idol.
有人把儿女当作偶像。
Some people put their children as idols.
有人把工作当作偶像。
Or their work,
有人把他的婚姻当作偶像
marriage,
有人把他的家庭当作偶像
family,
还有更现实，有人就是把钱当作偶像
or money as their idol.
这就成为我们的一个拦阻
it became a barrier.
很快成为我们的网罗
and you become a trap.
然后就成为我们生命里面的蝗虫
then you become the locus of your life.
他就把我们所有的一点都吃掉了
You will eat up what you have left.
有没有这样子啊
Do you have that experience?
圣经上说当你别神代替耶和华的时候你的愁苦就增加
The scripture said if you have other God other than the Lord, your grief will increase.
很奇特的一件事情
That's very interesting.
当你用别的神来代替耶和华的时候
If you have other gods instead of the Lord,
你的愁苦会增加。
You increase your pain and suffering.
你不会快乐。
You won't have joy in your life.
但是神今天告诉我们说
But the Lord tells us today,
我们要归向他。
We need to turn to him.
当我们面对困难的时候
When we face difficulties,
我们面对痛苦的时候
Pain,
我们常常就是想要解决这个问题，赶快不要再痛。
Fix the problem.
但是神说你要一心归向我。
But the Lord said you need to seek me wholeheartedly.
换句话，越困难的时候。
In other words, when you are in more difficult situation,
你就要花更多的时间来亲近神。
You need to spend more time draw near to the Lord.
我想问大家一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
当你面对很大困难的时候。
When you have difficulty,
你通常要跟谁讲话？
Who do you talk to?
我问这边的好吗？
I ask this side.
跟谁讲话？
Who do you talk to?
啊？哦，那些爱你的人啊，很好。How about
Those、
这边呢？
Who love you, you share with them. How about this side?
这边好像比较属灵，这边人都说跟上帝讲话。
More spiritual this side, they say talk to God.
这边人很有智慧，他们都说跟那爱他的人讲话。
But they are wise on this side.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brother and sisters，
我们真的要学习。
We need to learn.
我们真有困难的时候
，When we have difficulties，
不是马上打电话给人家。
Don't pick up your phone.
不是 pick up your phone， 不要打电话给别人。
Don't call people.
不要马上打给人家。
Not right away.
你要等一等。
Wait for a while.
你要打电话给上帝。
You need to call the Lord.
打电话给上帝有一个好处。
Call the Lord has a benefit.
你不需要付钱。
There is no fee.
你也不用 Skype.
You don't need all the technology.
你就是直接跟他讲话。
You just talk to the Lord.
他这边约珥讲得很特别。
In the book of Joel.
他说你要一心归向我。
You need to wholeheartedly seek the Lord.
不是很容易。
It's not easy.
这种悔改也是根据神的慈爱本质所发出的悔改。
And God asks us to have the repentance heart because He is gracious and compassionate.
约珥活在那个时代。
When Joel was alive at his time,
他看到那个蝗虫之灾。
He saw the locusts.
那个 locust 那个灾很可怕的。
It was very scary.
他来了几千几万。百万的 locust 到一个地方
Tens and thousands of locusts
Millions 他一去那边什么东西都没有了
They wipe out everything
把所有的农作物通通吃掉了
Or the agriculture
蝗虫之灾以后就是大饥饿
Then after that there are famine
没有东西吃
There's no food left
所以约珥先知他看过这个情况
So Joel has seen that
他知道这是很可怕的
It's very disastrous.
我相信这次经济的大海啸对很多人来也是一样的。
And I feel this recession had that feeling for Americans.
很多人就没有房子了。
They have no house.
有的人很惨，是不是？他买房子都是在最高的时候买的房子。
They bought the house at a high price.
然后等到这个经济下去了以后
，And during the recession,
那个房子跌了一半。
The value cut more than 50%.
但是他还是要付那个 mortgage.
But still paying the same mortgage like before.
那个 mortgage 还是照以前最高的那个。
When it was in the high price.
然后那个房子根本没有那个价值。
But there is no value in the house.
你是要留保留房子还是不保留房子啊？这是不是蝗虫啊
？It is like locust.
他就把你的财产吃掉了。
It ate up your estate.
他，你这样的房子被拿去，是不是也很难睡觉了
？So when you have the foreclosure, you're hard to sleep.
是不是很痛苦啊
？It is painful.
但是神说你要一心归向神。
But God said you have to turn to me wholeheartedly.
如何来归？为什么要归向他呢
？Why？
因为他说，因为他有恩典，有怜悯。
Because he is gracious and compassionate.
不轻易发怒。
Slow to anger.
有丰盛的慈爱。
And abundant in love.
并且后悔。
And he relent.
将所说的灾
from sending calamity
这个中文的翻译啊，有点不太清楚
the Chinese translation is not clear
他是后悔他所降的灾
as if he regret
这是一个很特别的话
it's an interesting word from the Lord
就是说神还会后悔
would God regret or relent?
relent 好像说他开始决定要这样做
at first he decided to do that
要审判
to judge.
后来他又觉得说不要这样做
then he changes mind
因为他的慈爱
because of his compassion
我相信我们刚才姊妹翻的不一定很正确不是 change 他的 mind 是 change 他的 heart
God changed his heart
这个很难了解
it's hard to understand
就是但是这是一个神的本质、啊、
but God's character is compassion
就好像一个爸爸妈妈
like your earthly parents
他跟他的儿女 set out rule
They set rules with their kids.
他不能做这，不能做那个。
Can't do that, don't do this.
后来他们做了。
And they did.
他就要处罚他。
You need consequences.
当他要处罚他的时候。
About to punish.
他那个棍子打在他孩子身上。
When you hit that rod on the child.
但是妈妈爸爸的心很痛。
It's hitting on the parents' heart.
然后他就很后悔。
So the parents relent.
懂不懂一点啊？
Can you understand?
懂得举手。
就是上帝要来管教你的时候, so God wanted to come and discipline us.
但是他又心里面又很难过,
but he also relent.
这是一种你没有这种慈悲的心,
if you're not a compassionate person, you won't understand.
如果你没有做过父母,
if you've never been a parent, you won't know.
因为你看别人, 我发现有些没有小孩人, 他们是做这个教养儿女的专家。
I noticed some parents, actually non-parents, they feel they are expert in how to deal, discipline your kids.
我曾经在 blog 上, 网站上, 报纸上 看到, 那个专门写应该怎么样来, 处罚儿女的文章。
On the web, I learned about people who have no kids, but they write a lot about how to discipline kids.
哦, 你看他写得头头是道。
It's all correct.
后来才发现他根本就是single。
But they were single people.
然后从来没有过小孩。
Never have kids.
那当然很会讲了。
Of course, easy for them to say.
等到你自己来照, 你自己来discipline小孩呢?
When you have your own flesh and blood, it's different.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我要跟大家讲,
I want to tell you,
我们神是一个慈爱的神。
Our God is compassionate.
神也是一个公义的神。
He is also just.
他爱的他就管教。
If he loves you, he will discipline you.
如果他不管教你, 他就不爱你了。
If he did not discipline you, he did not love you.
但是他在管教你的时候,
but while he's disciplining,
他心里面又很难过。
He feel bad.
他说, 哎, 这样会被管教得太重。
He will change his heart.
所以, 先知约珥就在讲这个。So
the prophet Joel is talking about this.
你为什么要悔改呢?
Why do you need to repent?
因为你悔改的时候,
because when you repent,
神会改变他的心意。
God will change his heart.
因为他到最后一节说,
at the last verse,
他说, who knows?
Who knows?
谁晓得?
Who knows?
神给你的结果可能是出乎你意料之外的。
God might give you a totally different outcome.
Amen. Amen. 我知道翻译不,
I know it's not easy to translate.
No, it's not easy to listen to translation and the preaching in different language. But that's a double blessing, depending on your perspective. 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
如果你现在面对一个很大的挑战,
if you're facing a great difficulty, I cannot tell you the whole list.
因为讲完你也很 depressed.
Or you'll be so depressed.
我跟你讲一个好消息,
I'll tell you a good news.
上帝说, 虽然到了如今,
God
even now,
said even now,
你下面真实的悔改, 谦卑, 归向神, 等等等等,
really repent and change your heart and turn to the Lord,
仔细,
and so on.
仔细听我说,
carefully.
今天有很多人悔改,
today people repent,
都是为别人悔改,
it's for other people.
They repent for other people. 你不要为别人悔改,
don't repent for other people.
你为你自己悔改,
repent for yourself.
Amen. 跟你的邻居说, 为你自己悔改吧。
Tell your neighbor, repent for yourself.
你很, 我今天帮助一些夫妻, 他们就成, 整天为他太太悔改。
I work with some couples, how the husband constantly repenting for the wife.
On behalf of wife. 或者太太就整天为丈夫悔改。
Or the wife is repenting for the husband.
神要我们为我们自己悔改。
But God actually wants us to repent for ourselves.
什么悔改呢?
How?
刚才我讲到, 就是我们没有把神当作神。
We did not place God at its right place.
就是第一个 place.
That's the first thing we need to repent.
我们用很多东西来代替神。
We have too many things to replace the Lord.
很多时候我们用神的工作来代替神,
even God's ministry,
来代替神,
to replace God's place.
我们都不知道,
we don't even know that.
请问大家, 谁能让我们悔改呢?
And who can let us repent?
圣经上说, 圣灵能够光照你跟我。
Holy Spirit will shine lights in your heart and let you know.
悔改的前提就是一个人要谦卑。
The prelude of repentance is humbleness.
很多人以为谦卑就是很客气。
When you are humble, does not mean just being modest.
谦卑不是态度。
Humbleness is an attitude.
谦卑是以基督耶稣的心为心。
Having the Christ's heart as your heart.
谦卑是愿意放下自己。
Humbleness is to let go of your will.
谦卑是可以听别人讲。
And you can hear other people's criticisms.
不是 criticism, 就是听别人的 input.
Hear other people's input.
Yeah, 就是人家跟你讲的时候你可以听。
That you can have ears to hear.
因为当我们有这样态度的时候。
When we have this attitude.
神对我们说话我们可以听见。
When God speaks to us, we can hear.
Amen.神常常在对他的百姓说话。
God constantly speaking to his people.
但是我们很多时候我们拒绝来聆听。
But we reject to hear it.
我们老是在听我们自己的意见。
We're hearing our own opinions.
然后我们觉得这是神的声音。
Then we feel that's God's voice.
求主来帮助我们。
May the God help us.
他这边说根据神的慈爱我们来做出悔改。
Graciousness that we will repent.
这边又从十五节到十七节。
On verse 15.
就17
17
是一个公开的正式的悔改。
It's a congressional repentance.
你们要在锡安吹角分定禁食的日子，宣告严肃会，是按定出日期吹号，宣告悔改的节期。
Blow the trumpet in Zion, declare a holy fast, call a sacred assembly, gather the people, consecrate the assembly.Bring together the elders, gather the children, those nursed at the breasts.
这是我们参与在但以理41天的禁食祷告。
That's why we have this Daniel's fast going on.
21天的禁食祷告。
21 days.
这是一种公开的、正式的一个悔改的。
It's an official assembly fasting.
我是想问一下，你们当中有多少人参与这个
？How many of you are participating in that?
你们觉得神有对你说什么话吗
？Do you feel God is speaking to you through this fasting?
你们有听到神对你有什么启示吗
？God has any revelation?
有没有？我想请问其他人，你们是打算参加下一班的21天吗？
Anyone planning on going for the next 21 days?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
很多时候禁食是不是很舒服
A lot of time fasting is not comfortable.
而且我们禁食的时候我们就有很多人说为什么要这样为什么要那样
When you're fasting, you're asking yourself, why should I do this?
不是你只有 ask yourself, people 会跟你讲
Or other people ask, why are you doing this?
但是弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
你禁食最重要的不是禁食
The main thing about fasting is not just fast.
是你禁食的时候你要去寻求神
That while you're fasting, you're seeking the Lord.
Amen. Amen. 如果你禁食了以后你就看更多的电视做更多的事情打更多的电话你那个禁食就是一个失败的禁食
When you are fasting, you end up watching more TV, being online, talking to people, then it's a waste of time.
因为你把那时间省出来去真正的寻求神
You need to use that time to solely seek the Lord.
我觉得但以理禁食蛮困难的
The Daniel fasting is difficult.
因为他不是不吃东西
Not that he didn't eat food.
他是说不吃肉不吃这个甜食不喝酒
No meat, no wine, no sweets.
你还是吃啊
But you're still eating.
你吃完以后还另外花时间去寻求神呢、啊。
Then you will seek the Lord after you eat.
是不是这样子啊
？Is that right？
我们常说，哎呀 ，no meat, no sweet, no wine. 哦，check 了一个，又过了一天。
Sometimes if you just did not do those things and you check and you're done that day.
你以为 no meat, no wine, no sweet， 上帝就 show up 吗
？You think if you have no meat, wine, and sweet, then God will show up？
不是这样子。
It's not this way.
他这个意思就是说，我愿意寻求神到一个地步，我都肉都不吃，好吃的点心也不吃，酒也不喝，我就是要寻求神。
The thing about the fasting actually is to that I seek the Lord so wholeheartedly that I do not want any wine, meat, or sweets.
我为你们参加的人献上感谢。
I thank those of you who.Going through this fasting journey.
我为你们还没有参加的也献上感谢。
And for those of you not yet, I thank the Lord for you too.
我们能够把这样的事情拿出来，就是一个得胜。
Because we can talk about this is victorious.
我跟大家讲一个故事。
I want to tell you a story.
这边有五个教会。
There are five churches here.
他们过去这两个礼拜。
In the last 2 weeks.
礼拜一到礼拜五每天晚上都有祷告会。
Monday through Friday, there are prayer meetings.
这五个教会都是不同的教会。
There are different churches.
我们教会是其中一个。
We are one of them.
你想五个不同的教会他们在一起祷告容不容易啊？
When five different churches pray together, is that easy?
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
我们能够在一起就是成功的第一步。
We can be together, that is victorious.
因为神把大家聚在一起。
Because God brings us together.
不在乎有多少人。
Not depending on how many people,
是大家在一起的心是。
But our hearts the same.
Amen. 感谢赞美主。
We praise the Lord.
你参与但以理禁食。
If you join this Daniel fast,
你开始做这个事情。
You start this journey.
这就是一个成功。
It is victorious.
神看见了。
God sees it.
神说你继续。
God said you continue.
然后我们又看到约珥所说的这个悔改。
Then we see that Joel talk about repentance.
是所有的人都要参与的悔改。
Yeah, everybody participate.
他讲到众民。
Everyone, the assembly.
讲到年长者。
Elders.
讲到这个婴孩。
Babies nursing on the breasts.
Yeah, 还有讲到这个新郎。
Bridegroom.
新妇。
Bride.
还有祭司。
Priests.
所有的人都要来参与这个悔改。
Everyone involved.
悔改。
For repentance.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这是神给你我的信息
That's the message that the Lord has for us
讲到悔改的时候不管那个故事讲得多好听还是没有办法真正让人悔改
When we talk about repentance it's hard to get people to be involved
只有神能够鼓励带动我们
Only God can encourage us
上帝来带领我们
That God can lead us
我们起立好吗
Let's stand
We 们今天有圣餐
We have communion today.
圣餐是神跟我们所立的约
This is the covenant that the Lord have with us.
他立约就是他爱我们
That he loves us.
他为我们死在十字架上
That he died for us on the cross.
如果没有神没有基督为我们死在十字架上我们不可能成为神的儿女
If Christ did not die on the cross, we cannot become God's children.
这个也是我们今天悔改的根据。
This is also another reason we are repenting.
我们来到神面前。
We come to the Lord's table.
我们要求神来光照我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to reveal our heart.
我们在领受这个饼跟这个杯的时候。
When we receive the bread and the cup.
我们有没有得罪人跟得罪神的地方
？Did I offend somebody or God?
我们需要悔改。
We need to repent.
我们要求神来赦免我们。
Ask God's forgiveness.
我们也要求神启示我们。
And we need to ask God to reveal to us.
今天这段经文对我们说了什么
？What does the scripture speak to my heart?
我怎么样在一心归向神的路上
？How can I do it when I want to seek the Lord wholeheartedly?
当我要回归神的时候
，When I want to turn to Him,
有什么东西拦阻我
？What is the thing stopping me from seeking the Lord.
我们在神面前祷告好吗
Let's pray.
然后请那个诗琴继续弹。我们每一个人开口祷告。
You can start praying.
我们每一个人跟神说话好吗
You speak to the Lord.
我们必须要开始这样操练。
We'll practice.
我们今天早上来到你面前。
This morning we're here, Lord.
我们为这桌上的饼跟杯献上感谢。
We give thanks for the bread and the cup.
我们感谢你借着约珥书第二章第十二节到第十七节来对我们说话。
We thank you that you speak to us through the book of Joel, chapter 2, 12 to 17.
主啊，你赐给我们一个悔改的灵。
God, I pray that you grant us a heart of repentance.
主啊，我们知道这是一个季节性的。
We know this is a season.
不是只是一天两天。
Not one or two days.
这是我们在你面前的一个态度。
That is the attitude we need to continue to hold.
我们感谢你，你为我们的罪而死在十字架上。
We thank you that you die on the cross for our sin.
我们若认我们的罪
，If we admit our guilts.
你是信实的
that you're faithful
是公义的
and just
你必要赦免我们的罪
that you forgive our sin
洗净我们一切的
wash us as white as snow
我们感谢你
we thank you Lord
我们赞美你
we praise you God
为你的信实的公义献上感谢
for your faithfulness and just
我们现在就要来领受这个饼跟这个杯
we want to receive this cup and the bread
我们请坐下好吗
please be seated
我们邀请所有重生得救
We ask for those who have reborn in Christ
受洗归入神的家
Yeah, baptized under the name of the Lord
你可以到前面来领受这个饼跟这个杯
That you come forward for the bread and the cup
那个儿童们要不要先坐到前面来
We have the children come sit at the chairs here
yeah. 如果你还没有受洗
If you have not been baptized,
请你暂时不要领这个饼跟这个杯。
So don't take the bread and the cup.
Okay, 我们就排队，然后一个一个人来拿，好吗
？And we'll form a single file.
我们从最后一排开始排成一排到前面来拿。
From the last row to start.
Last row.
Form one single file.
在领受饼与杯以前
Before we receive the cup and the bread,
在今天的这段经文里面
at today's scripture,
他说当我们真正的归向神悔改的时候
It says when we truly repent and turn to the Lord,
神会赐下命定的祝福
God will designate blessings to us.
第一个是赶除我们的强敌
That he will chase away our great enemies.
很多时候我们生命里面有很多蝗虫
A lot of times our life full of locusts.
把我们的时间我们的资源通通都吃掉
away our time and resources.
但是我们真正归向神的时候
But when we truly repent and turn to the Lord,
神会把这些都移走
God will remove all those things.
而且神会赐给我们地境丰富丰饶
And that he will grant us again abundance.
在健康上在经济上
In our health and economics.
在人际关系上
Relationships.
神都会来医治我们
God will heal us.
而且神会赐下圣灵来浇灌我们
God will rain down the Holy Spirit.
然后神会应许赐给我们拯救
That he promised to give us salvation.
求神来帮助我们
May the Lord help us.
来归向他
Come to turn to him.
弟兄姊妹们
Brother and sister.
这饼是代表主耶稣的身体为我们舍的
The bread represents that the Christ died on the cross for us.
我们凭着一个感恩的心来领受这个饼
We receive with a thankful heart.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这个杯是代表主耶稣的血为我们流的
This cup represents God Jesus shed his blood on the cross for us
经由他的宝血我们能够得到洁净
Because of his blood that will be washed clean
我们凭着一个感恩的心来领受这个杯
We receive it with a thankful heart
主耶稣我们感谢你
Jesus we thank you
我们为今天的这个敬拜来感谢你
We thank you for today's worship
主啊求你的宝血来洁净我们
May your blood come and wash us clean
让我们真的能够回转归向你
That we can truly repent and turn to you
所以你的祝福会临到我们
That your blessing can come down to us
我们为这个饼跟这杯献上感谢
We thank you for the bread and the cup
我们为这样一个聚会献上感谢
We thank you for today's meeting
我们为你的爱献上感谢
We thank you for your love
求你的爱来充满我们的
心 May your love fill all of our hearts
爱若完全
That if our heart is love is perfect
就会把所有的惧怕出去
That you will chase away all the fear
祷告奉主的名
Pray in Jesus name
Amen
Amen
我们聚会到此结束
Our service is finished right now
11:40还有装备课
At 11:45 there's an equipping class
好，上帝祝福你。
May the Lord bless you.